Another migrant crime ring, this time in wealthy, Biden-voting Oakland County, Michigan. By Warner Todd Houston on April 1, 2024. One of Michigan's wealthiest counties, which voted heavily for Joe Biden in 2020, has become the target of organized migrant gangs of home invaders, according to the county sheriff. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard is warning residents that the gangs of illegals are targeting high-end homes, especially of those who are out of town on spring break vacations, according to Zeiss TV Detroit. Related video, NYPD Chief of Patrol. We're seeing uptick in migrant crime, trends getting bigger. This is not the first time the area has been beset by a spree of home invasions by migrants. A similar wave of break-ins occurred last spring and Bouchard's office launched a special task force that netted several arrests. Criminal gangs based in Chile and other developed countries are increasingly flying gangs of trained burglars into wealthy suburbs throughout the United States. Typically, the criminals fly in from countries that are waived from normal visa rules, quickly hit their planned targets, and fly home before the local cops get on their trail. The sheriff warned homeowners to keep up their guard in a state Biden must win to earn a second term. People ask what community or what neighborhood. It's not community or neighborhood specific. It is target home specific. Very high-end homes with probably high-worth valuables in the home that back up to an obscure golf course, wooded area, pond. Whatever gives them access to come in unobserved, Bouchard said. Oakland County is Michigan's fourth wealthiest county, according to a 2023 report at MLive.com, and has a median household income of nearly $93,000 a year. Meanwhile, the state's median household income is about $68,000. Oakland also voted heavily in favor of Joe Biden in 2020, giving Biden 56.36% of the vote, or 433,982 total votes for the Democrat. Former President Donald Trump is set to appear at a campaign rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on Tuesday, where he will likely continue pounding Joe Biden on the crisis at the southern border, a message that many liberal media outlets fear is making inroads among Democrat voters. Watch, exclusive, Trump campaign video bashing illegal alien crime. The Washington Post, for instance, worried that Trump's narrative blasting Biden for the border crisis is beginning to resonate beyond his base and among those who might otherwise vote Democrat, writing, but in a potentially worrying sign for Biden. Trump's message appears to be resonating with key elements of the Democratic coalition that Biden will need to win over this November. The paper added that two-thirds of Americans disapprove of Joe Biden's record for handling border security and that number is rising monthly. It is also rising among Democrat voters, with 55% of blacks and 73% of Hispanics disapproving of Biden's border record. Other states have also been dealing with rings of criminal gangs made up chiefly of migrants, including Deep Blue Illinois and New York. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.